Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Brandon Royal, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-R-O-Y-A-L. The date of birth is 7/26/87, date of accident 7/30/2021. Date of service is 7/26/2022. Mr. Brandon Royal is here at the follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident where he lost his control of the car as it hydroplaned, and he hit a light pole and the car flipped over. The impact caused him severe headaches as well as pain in the neck, the right shoulder and lower back, with radiation to the right upper and right leg, and pain in the right knee also. Sorry, in the left knee. Overall, the pains are continuing. The patient report that left knee pain is still 7. Although the MRI had only shown an edema of the patella and around area, it should have healed up. Pain in the right shoulder is around 7, with ability to do the abduction is up to 130 degrees without pain. And more than that, the pain appears. Neck pain is only 2 or 3, 8 to 9. Patient was provided 6 of the epidural injections, and 3 sets of sacroiliac injections, and 3 sets of knee and the shoulder injections. The patient has an equivocal result in resolution of the pain. So he was referred to Dr. Gilliard for orthopedic consultation and Dr. Redden for spine consultation. They have ordered a new sets of for the shoulder with arthrogram and left knee and the lower back MRI. His issue with the neck is not related to the car accident. He has a severe arthritis at C5-6 causing some additional symptoms. He did his knee MRI and the shoulder MRI 2 months ago. However, tomorrow he is having a lumbar, and we will get the reports and discuss with him at that time. At this time, patient is quite satisfied with our treatment plan. And he sleeps only up to 4 hours. He's not working. And he works as a maintenance gentleman. The radiation of the pain is only in the right leg with a posteriorly S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The pain level is from 8 to 9, with ADLs being affected 9. Mostly walking ability is affected 10. General activity 9. Sleep is affected 8. Work is affected 7. So far reports 0% relief on the entire pain. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports that there is a difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, and denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts. He denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. He also do not have any anxiety, depression, panic at this time. So it appears that he is doing very well as far as the TBI symptoms are concerned. Regarding the pain, he has an ongoing pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back with stiffness. And some sciatica is reported. Some hip pain in the right side and knee pain is reported. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency pain, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a severe asthma, and there is a trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports more pain has come from the cold and walking around, and the pain level has remained the same. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narco. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that is the same from previous visit of 9/26/2022, dictation number 0927. Plan of care contains the medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Aleve 50 mg at night for pain, and Norco 7.5/325 mL for pain relief also. And continue his therapy, which is ordered once a week now. Since therapy is not going to bring him additional relief, and we are hoping and waiting that he may qualify for some surgery. His consultation is going on. He remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Thank you.